Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 28th. The town of Saugeen Shores says it will not issue any further work permits for the site of a development until further notice after an unauthorized demolition occurred at an important Anishinaabe archaeological site. The town says on November 9th, a resident contacted the municipal offices to report an unauthorized demolition at 6 Rankin Street in Southampton. The town's chief building official issued a stop work order to the contractor, who they say did not have a town-issued demolition permit. The area is registered with the Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Sport and has been registered as an archaeological site since the 1950s. The town notes, while the enforcement of archaeological sites is in the province's jurisdiction, the municipality is aware of its importance to Saugeen First Nation. A November 22nd update from Saugeen Chief Conrad Ritchie notes many community members had been involved in ceremonies, protection actions, and archaeological work at the site back in 2010, where over 100,000 cultural objects were removed from a trench beside the property. He says heavy equipment drove over areas with a high density of archaeological artifacts. The town and First Nations say they are committed to preserving the area. There's a new local area code coming to Grey Bruce and the rest of southwestern Ontario next summer. Starting in mid-June, the area code 382 will be introduced to meet the growing demand for new telephone numbers in the region. It will be the fourth area code used to serve phone customers in the region, joining 519, 226, and 548. South Bruce OPP closed Bruce County Road 6 between Side Road 25 and Wolf Street in the Teeswater area to protect Municipality of South Bruce firefighters who are battling a structure fire. That was a few hours ago. OPP did not say what kind of structure was on fire, but said updates will be shared when they become available. The story of Billy Bishop is making its way to the stage in Owen Sound next month. For one day only, the Roxy Theatre will be showing Billy Bishop Goes to War on December 1st at 7:30. Roxy Executive Director Marcia Cunningham says they're partnering with the Billy Bishop Home and Museum to put on the award-winning Canadian musical, paying tribute to Owen Sound's World War I hero and ace pilot. The two-man show features Matt Evans as Bishop and 15 other roles.
It's a musical, it's a drama, it's a comedy, it's a fun night out. But what it does, which is great about localized, is a localized, he's a localized hero from Owen Sound. So what it does is kind of celebrate him and talk about him.
Tickets are on sale at the theater box office or on the Roxy website. Again, the show is set for Thursday at 7:30. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Saskatchewan touring a community that was the site of a stabbing rampage in September. Trudeau is at James Smith Cree Nation to meet with leaders and community members. The area northeast of Saskatoon is where 11 people were killed and 18 were injured. The suspect, 32-year-old Miles Sanderson, was captured and died in police custody after a four-day search. Thousands of people have taken to the streets to protest in China against the country's strict COVID measures. Video of the protests are appearing online, a sign that censors are having trouble keeping up with the amount of things being posted. China is still enforcing a zero COVID policy that regularly sees millions of people confined to their homes for weeks at a time and requires almost constant testing. A new word is being added to the dictionary. Merriam-Webster says gaslighting is the word of the year, which they say has risen very quickly in the English language. Gaslighting is defined as manipulating someone into questioning their own sanity. Dictionary officials say that word was looked up very often, every single day this year. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 163 points to 20,220. The Dow Jones is down 497 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.08 U.S. cents, down 66 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is 76.64, up 36 cents a barrel. In sports in World Cup soccer, Portugal beat Uruguay 2-0. Brazil beat Switzerland 1-0. Ghana got by South Korea 3-2. Cameroon and Serbia played to a 3-3 draw. In the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Indianapolis Colts. Game time is 8:15. In the National Hockey League, six games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Detroit to face the Red Wings. The Leafs have won three in a row and have points in eight straight games. Game time is 7 o'clock. In the NBA, 10 games, including the Cleveland Cavaliers at Toronto to meet the Raptors. Game time is 7:30. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.